recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Do you have any 8 to 12 year olds in your family? They're part of the tween demographic. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Tweens are a vulnerable and valuable demographic, so the adults in their lives need to make a concerted effort to rein in their spending and thought patterns with regard to what they want as opposed to what they need. Your tween's desire to keep up with friends and peers, much like money, requires oversight. Nobody has all the answers, but parents and guardians should ask insightful questions. My friend and psychologist, Dr. Brenda Wade, notes that when tweens process money management issues, their state of mind is often derived from learned behavior in the home and with peers. Dr. Wade says life is a neurological event. The brain isn't complete until age 24. The neurological reality is that a tween's frontal lobe of the brain doesn't function in a clear enough way yet. The frontal lobe is where high-level thinking is done and where consequences are understood. Until these tween kids can do that, it's the parents' responsibility to instruct them to make responsible money choices. End of quote. The tween market is huge. It equates to approximately $335 billion per year. And marketers advertise ferociously toward this demographic because they understand that their tactics increase the burden on parents who are faced with fending off the out-of-control spending habits of their child's conspicuously consuming peers. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk to parents and guardians and say that you should see this time in your child's life as a unique window of opportunity to speak with them about money management before bad habits are developed. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.